Hello, humanity. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, or maybe it's the middle of the night wherever you are. We are broadcasting from a place that I absolutely love, and that is Auroville in southern India in Tamil Nadu. And we are going to speak today about love and the importance of love on our health. Imagine, love and health are intertwined in some very, very surprising ways. Come on, guys. Humans are wired for connection. And when we cultivate those fantastic relationships, whether it's with a partner, a husband, a friend, a child, or even a puppy or nature, the rewards are absolutely immense and amazing. So now there are When we are in love, we feel, oh my God, the endorphins are rushing and they're going to my head. They're tingling in my toes. They're tingling in my fingers. And my heart is going pump, 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 pump. But there is no evidence that this intense, passionate stage of a new romance is beneficial to the health. However, people, when they fall in love, they say it feels wonderful and agonizing all at the same time. So those ups and downs also cause stress. Will he call me? Will he bring me flowers? Oh my God, I didn't bring her flowers. Oh my God, I didn't pay for dinner. You know, there's all of this. So we get stressed about it. However, there are some interesting things. So when you have a long-term relationship, they say that you're actually less stressed. So go figure. Go figure. For example, when a parent or a friend wants to feel connected, how do we do it? How do we have a sense of belonging? We're going to talk about that sense of belonging, but we're also going to talk about the benefits of that belonging. So the first thing is, did you know that married people or people in a long-term relationship have fewer hospital visits and fewer visits to the doctor? I know. Go figure, I'm married to a doctor. No, I'm not. I'm just kidding about that. But the best thing is to evaluate. When you're in a relationship, have a conversation with your partner and find out what is it that makes you happy individually and as a couple. When Hamish and I had been together for, oh, I don't know, about a year, year and a half, we were having, and we've been together for 35 years now, not married for 35, but been together for 35, we were having some challenges and we went to see Dr. G. Dr. G said to us, there are three entities or there's three people in the relationship. One is you, Fiff. One is you, Hamish. And the third is actually the relationship itself. So when you're focusing on yourself, Fiff, and you're focusing on yourself, Hamish, but you're not taking into consideration the relationship, guess what? Things tend to fall apart. However, if you make a date not only with yourself and with the other person, but you make a date for that relationship, things magically get better. They really, really do. And I can speak from experience. And part of this experience that I'm talking about is right now, Hamish is in Canada, I'm here in India, and we've been apart for over a year. But yet, there is this wonderful bond that's there. And initially, yes, we got extremely overwhelmed, but now, it's we're still having that respect, that love, that connection, that bonding. So when you're in a relationship, this helps. And as the Health and Human Services Department, who does these studies, and I'll put this down at the end of this blog, or not the blog, the show, but basically they say is that, yes, you will have fewer hospital visits. You will also have less depression and substance abuse. So getting married reduces depression both in men and women. Now, this is not surprising because we're dealing with social isolation. Now, with social isolation, clearly, as we have seen around the world, we have many, many, much more. Oh, how's that for my English? You have much more likelihood because you're isolated. You're not speaking to someone and Zoom doesn't have this connection. So what's interesting is that in a long-term relationship, there's also a decline in heavy drinking and drug abuse, especially amongst young adults. There's so many other things that we can talk about, and we will talk about them in subsequent episodes. One is lowering your blood pressure. Two is less anxiety. It's a natural pain control, better stress management, fewer colds, and you nurture your relationship. But we'll get into all of this. And also, we can't forget about laughing, because when we laugh, we bring love into the equation, especially when we do it with intentionality. So with our intentionality, we are going to laugh our way out, as we do with every episode. We're going to laugh our way out and send love, happiness, and joy to the entire world. And Stefano, are you going to join me? Okay, here we go. And don't forget to subscribe and do have a listen to everyone else that's here on Oroville Radio. So from Oroville, mwah, goodbye, we love you, and let's laugh it out.
This is Oroville Radio, voices from the City of Dome.